produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. V. You are tuned in to Love Your Making. It is Sage Conversations with Leaders, teaching them how to lead with love. Listen, I want you to grab your cups, no matter where you are, what time of day it is, wherever you are in the world. Grab your cup. Let's have some Sage Cup conversations. We always start out with prayer, and so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father, we magnify your name this day. Yours truly, Dr. V, listening to you and trusting that you are going to put a word in my mouth that might encourage your leaders today. And I ask you to help them open up their ears, open up their hearts, open up their spirits for this leadership word. So encouraged by how you've been with us these last few years here on this amazing network. And we just ask that you continue to be with us. Stir up the teacher in me so that I might teach a sound word. And stir up the leaders who listen, that they may take that sound word and apply it to their own lives. Into the lives of those who lead. Father, we're beginning a new series as we believe the Spirit is led, based on the book Jesus CEO by Laura Beth Jones. Ask you to bless the selections that we choose. And most of all, Father, ask you to help me again magnify the teaching so that each of us will be able to live it, walk in it, and lead through it. And it's in your Son Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. Amen. Listen, the last time we were together, we were talking about mantles, and that was pretty cool, right? I hope you enjoyed that teaching. As we move forward, we'll probably be in this book, the rest of the year. It's an amazing book. I've had on my bookshelf for some time. And so whenever I come to you, I ask for the Father's latest revelation on what we stand in need of. And so he pointed me to this book. And so we're going to go through it. I'm not the kind of person who would start from the beginning and go to the end. I'm just not cut out that way. But I will tell you that the premise of the book, as Laura tells us, she has three things that she wants to convey to us and get across to us as she wrote. She says this, "In studying Jesus' leadership techniques, I began to realize that he, the original Omega leader, had three categories of strength. Number one, the strength of self-mastery. Number two, the strength of action. And number three, the strength of relationships." She goes on to say, "Currently, you may be strong in only one or two of these areas. Yet success in management requires the total combination. For example, a physician who has self-mastery and action skills but lacks relationship skills will be limited in his or her career. Likewise, we are all too familiar with the downfall of political leaders who had relationship action skills but lack strength in the area of self-mastery. The goal of this book is to heighten your awareness level in each category and assist you in the process of mastering them all. Again, it's the strength of self-mastery, the strength of action, and the strength of relationship." You know what Dr. V says all the time? We deal with intent, intensity, and integrity. The spirit of love, the spirit of increase, and the spirit of truth. I think they align perfectly with self-mastery, action, and relationship. God said in his word that he desires truth in the inner man. He also says in his word that he wants us to do justly, have mercy, and walk humbly before our God. Micah 6:8. And then he encourages us always. This was his major sermon. "I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father do." What a road, what a direction in self-mastery when we emulate and are totally obedient to the will and the way of the Lord. Jesus goes on to tell us, "I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do his will." Finally, the scripture says, "Jesus grew and waxed strong with wisdom and favor with God and with." So he grew. As leaders, to become sage, we have to grow. To become wise, we have to get in his word and discern his word. And to do everything in love, we definitely have to be smack dab in the middle of his word. For the sake of this broadcast today, I chose this passage in the book that Laura wrote, Jesus CEO. It's in the middle of the book, actually. It's called, "He Was a Turnaround Specialist." Jesus was a turnaround specialist. Please suffer me to read the devotional and then we'll discuss it, okay? She writes, "In almost every situation in which Jesus found himself, his job was to turn things around. In fact, that was his specialty. People have forgotten who I am. Turn this around. There's a little girl dying. Turn this around. People are dishonoring the temple. Turn this around." You get the picture, right? Jesus going in and turning over the tables and beating the money changers out of there. He turned that situation around, right? He certainly did. Laura goes on to say, "People are sitting in ashes. His job was to give them a garland of joy." The list goes on and on of the turnaround things that he was sent to do. He did not have, nor did he take, the luxury of looking at difficult situations and saying, "Well, politically, it would be wise for me to just go with the flow here." In fact, he said at one point, "I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword." I'm also reminded, I'm going to put a pause here, in Isaiah 61, Jesus went into the temple one day to teach, as he normally did. Mm-hmm. But when he got there, he opened up the scripture where it said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm going to try to go straight to it so that we can share it together to bring out when I love it. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who are mourn in Israel, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may glorify." Further in verse 4, he says, "And they shall rebuild the old ruin. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. In their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion." How about Jesus is a turnaround specialist, right? That passage of scripture, Isaiah 61, is talking about the new news of salvation. And Jesus proclaimed this. Listen, I believe that if you really sit down and thought about it, you really want to be like Jesus. You want to be a turnaround specialist. Okay, let's get back to the book. In each instance, his turnaround technique was different. He followed no set formula. He had the famous "put mud in your eye from the river, cure for blindness" would be marketed through direct mail today. If he had the famous "put mud in your eye from the river, cure for blindness" would be marketed through direct mail today, that's what would happen, right? He didn't come to give us formulas. He came to give us a new mindset, one that was a turnaround mentality. In fact, the word "repent" means to turn around. We are each called to be a turnaround specialist, right? When we are faced with difficult situations, we should rejoice because that's what we're here for. My friend, Laura says, Catherine and I went to a motivational talk with Dr. Norman Vincent Peale years ago. There he said, "When you see a problem coming down the road, holler, 'Hello, problem. Where have you been? I've been training for you all my life.'" I love that. Society is filled with turnaround specialists. A nurse as a hospice comforts a family. I'm a chaplain, so I know what that feels like. Spending time answering their questions about death in detail. And slowly, the anxiety they were feeling disappears. I've seen it. A teacher takes a special interest in a child who is blind and has been labeled mentally retarded, only to have, namely, Helen Keller, grow into a woman who inspires millions. What a turnaround teacher that was. A young couple adopts a child from a foster program, and slowly the frightened boy grew and gets a new turnaround image of what real parental love can be. Physicians reverse the progress of a disease. Artists take empty canvases and turn them into paintings that take your breath away. Entrepreneurs take an area of abandoned warehouses and adult bookstores and turn it into a thriving, bustling, revitalized downtown. A woman writes a book about slavery in the South, and Uncle Tom's Cabin fuels a war that changes America forever. We each have within us the power to turn things around. In fact, if Jesus is our coach, and he is, and Lord, and he is, it should be our specialty. We turn things around. In other words, like it says in the New Testament, listen, making a difference. We all, as leaders, want to make a difference. We all want to turn things around. We have the perfect climate in which to do that now, because in many of us all around the world, particularly here in America, we are beginning to recover from the COVID crisis. They're opening businesses back up again. They're opening schools and institutions. And many of these businesses may not open up again. Guess what? New businesses begin to sprout up, even in the midst of the COVID. Somebody had a turnaround mentality. New churches are springing up. Why? Even if they're on the internet, somebody had a turnaround mentality. The church is not going to die. We're going to shift. We're going to adapt. We're going to alter. We're going to change to reach more of the lost at any cost. We're going to continue to lead with love. We're going to continue to lift up as a change specialist, a turnaround specialist. Why? Because we're going to realize that that is exactly who we are. Laura, in her book, Jesus as CEO, asked two questions at the end of this reading. He was a turnaround specialist. These are the two questions. What situation in your workplace, in your community, or even in your church, in the world you live in, you like to see turned around? Situation. Have you observed something that you know is not going in the right direction, that you know would not please the Father, that you know is leading others to hell and destruction? What can you do? Turn it around. The second question is, when have you successfully turned something around in the past, and how did you do it? Let's remember Christ is our example. Scripture says that we can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens us. Moreover, with man it is impossible, but with God, what? All things are possible. And since we live, and since we move, certainly we have our being in him. Jesus gave us a real strong indication by saying these two things before he left. He said this, "Lo, I will be with you always." He also said, "Greater things will you do because I go to the Father." He is now interceding for you. All you need to do, leader, is have a made-up mind, have a total resolve, be ever convinced and convicted and motivated and inspired to be a turnaround specialist. Look in your own heart, look in your own home, look in your church, look in your community, look in your nation at large, and ask yourself this question: what can I do to turn around something that I know is going in the wrong direction? I want to take personal responsibility to have impact in my heart by agreeing with God, in my home by encouraging others to do as well, in my church as a leader by encouraging us to do the right thing for the right reason, the right way, to benefit mankind and to glorify God. Everything that Jesus did fit that description. He did the right thing when he said to the leaders, "Suffer the children to come unto me, such is the kingdom of God." He did the right thing when he waited for a woman at the well and told her everything ever she did. She came there because she was thirsty for water, but he gave her living water. That was the right thing. When you think of someone today in your life, it might be you, that you're really thirsty. You're really thirsting for something. Something that you know that cannot be quenched by anything but the truth of who Christ is. Wanting more of him. Wanting that living water, which is him. You know of anybody else in your life who needs that kind of turn? Jesus did the right thing when he was patient with her. She went through her whole religious conversation and said to her, if you knew this, who you were speaking to, you would ask me for that living water. What I want to do as your teacher today is say to you, leader, be hungering and thirsting after righteousness for sure. But I want to ask you to desire to be a turnaround specialist like Jesus was. He's backing you. He's giving you the power. He's giving you the anointing. You just have to make a decision. Listen, God, I want to trust you that much. I want to respond to you in this way. I want to say completely yes. I want to say it today. I want to turn some things around. I know that I can't do it without you, and I refuse to do it without you. So I'm asking you to anoint me for the cause. And yes, there is a cause. Listen, it's been amazing being with you today. As you notice, I'm being very slow and very deliberate in this teaching, because while I've been away from you for a minute, I have decided that the most important thing I can do as a teacher is to slow it down and make sure that you really get it, right? Because, listen, it's that kind of season that we're living in. So many people need a turnaround in their lives. So many people need us to stand up, raise a standard, and in our standing, give God the glory, and man might benefit from that. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's pray. Father, we your servants, leaders. The sageness that we had yesterday is not enough for today. We need more wisdom. We need more of you. And so in this prayer, we ask you to give us what we need so that we can totally accept that we're called to be turnaround specialists. We're called to make a difference. We're called to lead with love. We're called to cry loud and spare not. We're called to lift up the name of Jesus. We're called to do great exploits. We're called to restore paths to dwell in. We're called to raise up the ruined cities, the ruined lives, the ruined communities, the ruined churches. We're called to that. We're anointed for that. You're going to back us. We have a made-up mind that we're going to trust you to do this through us and in spite of us. And we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to serve you in this way. Listen, Jesus taught us so well, the most important thing to do is to only say what we hear you say. Only do what we see you do. It was important for Jesus to show us that it was not his will, but your will be done. It was important for Jesus to show us how to be turnaround special. And so we do that by casting our cares. And it is a care that we have that we might meet the challenge. So we cast that on you and ask you, Lord God, to have your perfect will and perfect way through us. Do the work through us. We lie at your feet, surrendered to your will and surrendered to your way. This has been our prayer as servant leaders to you. And Father, we thank you in advance for doing this effectual work through us. We ask you, Father, to bless every leader, and you already know what they stand in need of. Anything in their lives, personally, that needs a turnaround impact, we trust you to do it, and we thank you in advance. Yours truly, Dr. B, whatever in my life that needs to be turned around, I trust that you will send someone in my life that'll get the job done. And I'm going to give you glory and honor and praise for doing it now. This has been our prayer to you, and this has been our turnaround moment with you. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus. Now listen, you've been listening to Dr. V. I am the Sage Leader with Love You're Making, teaching leaders how to lead with love. And I have enjoyed being with you today, and I look forward to being with you in a couple of weeks. God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 1-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.